He wasn't demanding. He wasn't rough, but instead gentle, his tongue flicking around her lips and exploring softly. She felt his hands move up to her waist, lifting her shirt up. She hadn't worn a bra, and so his hands immediately began rubbing at her breasts, and then his mouth was there, sucking softly at her nipples, while she gasped and tried to run her fingers through his hair until she realized he didn't have hair, and instead ended up stroking his bald head. She turned and saw that Ronnie was already receiving a blowjob and appeared to love it. The girl behind her, Bobby's wife, was on her knees sucking on the other man. With her fear abated, she held on to Bobby, and she was going to turn him around so that she could start sucking on him, but instead, he pushed her toward the couch, the second couch in the room, and before she really had the chance to do anything about it, her pants were down and off. She hadn't worn panties, and without any warning, Bobby's tongue was on her clit. It was amazing and surprising. He was so soft and gentle and exploratory, so utterly different than his body would suggest. The other man sat down next to her, and she watched as Bobby's wife began sucking on his cock. It was really astounding, because the cock was gigantic. She watched as she moved her mouth up and down, and then the girl did something amazing. Even as Bobby was still licking her, his wife took Sarah's head and guided it toward the other cock, so that now she had a cock in her mouth while a man was licking her. Bobby's wife moved her mouth down to lick at his balls while she sucked on him and while Bobby drove her crazy with his tongue. And then she put her hand on the back of Sarah's head, pushing her deeper onto that massive cock so that she gagged a little bit. She thought it was interesting that Bobby was so gentle and his wife was kind of rough. But as his wife held her in place, Bobby lifted her up and turned her so that she was on all fours, still sucking on that stranger's cock. And then she felt Bobby push into her. Sudden excitement surged through her mind and body. She had a cock in her mouth and a cock in her pussy, and Bobby was pushing in wonderfully. It was an awkward position, but it was wonderful too. She pulled her mouth off of the man, and Bobby's wife immediately put her own on it. Bobby began moving faster, and she could feel herself really getting excited. The whole situation was unprecedented for her, and as Bobby fucked her, she stared in fascination at his wife, at the way that she moved her mouth, how she'd go all the way down, and then suck her way slowly to the top. Then, almost as though Bobby was determined to show her that he was nothing like what his body would suggest he was, she felt his hands on her back gently caressing and stroking her. She gasped, because it was just a further indication that she'd incorrectly made assumptions about him. He was pushing into her with urgency, but he wasn't rough at all. She stared as his wife pulled away from that massive cock in her mouth. She leaned forward and began licking at it. Bobby's wife stood up, and Sarah watched as she licked at that huge cock, and as Bobby continued to push in and out of her, the girl reached up, unzipped her dress, and it fell to the floor. She was completely nude underneath, and Sarah was amazed because the woman was astounding, just beautiful. She had a tiny body and looked almost like a pixie or some kind of small magical fairy creature. Her breasts were small, but proportioned perfectly for her petite frame. She was lovely, and when she moved closer and gently pushed Sarah away from the enormous cock, Sarah gasped because she straddled the man. All Sarah could think was there was no way that her tiny body would be able to take that massive thing into it. Bobby's wife slid herself down on him, and suddenly she was bouncing on top of the huge thing. It was easily the most erotic sight Sarah had ever seen. She turned her head so that she could see her husband, and Ronnie was fucking the blonde with absolute abandon. The blonde was on her hands and knees, and her whole body was shaking from the force of Ronnie's thrusts. Then she felt herself being lifted in the air, and it was interesting because it was really the first indication of the strength that Bobby had in his bodybuilder body. He lifted her up, and she put her hands on his shoulders. He pulled her